What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We have been doing the ramp up to the Super Bowl show with Jay Cicero for a couple of times and several times now leading up to this big event. And it's right there looming on the horizon. And Jay joins us this morning. Jay, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Newell. I appreciate you having me on.
Jay, Super Bowl 59. How many days now?
I purposely did not look at the countdown clock this morning. I know it's more than 20 and less than 30. How about that?
Michael Heck and I were having a little fun at your expense yesterday about or Wednesday about that matter. It's close. And I guess when restrictions start going in, I got to imagine anxiety starts rising a little bit, right?
Well, it does. And certainly, road closures and security and all that are extremely important to the overall planning for Super Bowl. And, there are going to be significant closures around the dome and some of the special event venues. And those will be out soon so people can make their plans.
Yes. So where are we? I mean, we know that the NFL's here in a big way. I'm sure that federal assets are here as well because of the SEER 1 rating that we've enjoyed with Super Bowls for a long, long time. What other activities are going on at the present time?
Well, I think you can see at the beginnings of the decor program that the NFL and host committee have been working on for quite some time. But there's iconic buildings. Of course, the Superdome, you can see on the fascia of the Superdome, the decor starting there, the Morial Convention Center, and other downtown buildings are being wrapped with large-scale NFL-branded artwork with team logos, Super Bowl imagery, and a little bit of a New Orleans flair to all that. So it kind of gets you excited when you start to see it. I saw the street pole banners are going up also. But some of the most important decor is certainly going to lean towards the lighting of the St. Louis Cathedral, the Cabildo and the Presbytery, as well as the lighting around the Superdome. It's going to be incredible and fun.
And obviously, you have your finger on what's happening in the city from an economic standpoint. I'm hearing nothing but great positive things from the hotel industry, the tourism industry. I guess there is the possibility. It all comes down to what teams, I think, in some respect, where you get that final little oomph, that this could be a record setter for us.
It certainly could be. Most of the people that travel to Super Bowl are not necessarily the fans of the two teams. It's a highly corporate travel group that goes either every year or is part of an incentive program from NFL sponsors and vendors that they are work with. So Budweiser may be bringing their top 150 people from around the world. That certainly doesn't have anything to do with the two teams, who they are, but there may be fans of the two teams that that work with Anheuser-Busch that are important to travel or want to come along for that. And then you have the fans on top of that, the fans of the two teams. So, you know, it's an interesting blend of folks that attend, and there'll be fans that have come who don't have tickets to the game and will want to hang out in the French Quarter or their favorite bar or restaurant because they've been here for other events or they've been here on a convention for many times, and they know or they have family from Louisiana. So you just never know. And the two teams, obviously, it's going to be fun to see it end here and get down to the Final Four this weekend for both the two AFC and two NFC championship game teams are going to be finalized this weekend. And it's going to be interesting to see who wins and who comes and how it all takes place. But regardless, it's going to be a dramatic economic impact no matter what.
Absolutely. And have y'all started kind of communicating with these teams already?
Well, the NFL is constantly communicating with the teams. We've got so much to do outside of the team piece of it. They will at some point in time, there will be, obviously advanced visits by the teams. To set up all that, so I'm sure the league is talking to them about where everything is going to be, how to prepare, and since it's been 12 years since the Super Bowl has been here, even if the Ravens made it again, there's probably new folks that they'd be dealing with there. So it's always good to be communicating with them to make sure that they understand where they're going to be staying, what the where the practice sites are and things like that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
From my perspective, I think this is probably the best time to visit the city. I mean, you know, we had this horrific event on Bourbon Street. Obviously, it is a changer in many respects. Even though that this event has the CR1 designation, it is a gut check. And I'm curious, I'm sure that you guys have had internal conversations about this with federal authorities and others. Do we expect any major differences to what we have typically seen in prior Super Bowls?
You know, that's a great question. I know we have certainly been talking internally and been talking with the security leads about what we as a host committee have to do for our events. And, you know, anything suggested we're doing. Obviously, that is safety is extremely important to all of us. And so I do think, you know, there will be changes. What those changes will be as far as any more restrictions around the Superdome or Convention Center, you know, that information will probably be coming out either today or on Monday as far as closures are concerned. But the you know, the exact plans, you being in that industry for however long, you know that, you know, those plans are kept tight. And that information is only put out in waves that make sense to the general public. But there's a lot of planning that goes on behind the scenes and a lot of work, a lot more work has taken place since January 1. And I know the NFL, as well as us at the host committee, are thinking about the victims and their families and, you know, how to do this the right way. I think we have a unique opportunity because the Super Bowl is here to be able to honor folks who were heroes, to remember those who were victims and their families, and to hopefully use the platform of the Super Bowl to be able to tell that story in the right way and to make sure that the proper honoring is happening.
Absolutely. I mean, the plan is very dynamic. It's always changing depending on, you know, the level of intelligence that they have. And, you know, as a result of this incident here, they're looking hard at any number of things. And that's why I'm confident in saying it's probably going to be the safest time ever to visit New Orleans, if you want to come down.
Absolutely. I remember, if you remember, too, in 2002, mm-hmm. How I sat in a lot of those meetings with y'all and all the other entities, the security entities that were planning. And look, those meetings are not for the faint of heart. But
they were not.
But you knew the planning and the expertise that was at the table and that had gone into what we were doing. And that day, I knew the Superdome in New Orleans were the safest place on the planet for Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. You haven't heard any pushback or anything? I mean, I what I'm hearing is the confidence level is there from all on all fronts.
Absolutely. No pushback. Everybody's working together. You know, and just having a Super Bowl is enough of a purpose to bring everybody together and to do these things like only New Orleans can do. But, you know, the events of January 1 really give it a whole new personal purpose to everyone. And I know they take a lot of pride in what security forces take a lot of pride in what they do.
So, Jay, a lot of people, you know, kind of mistakenly view it as a 4-hour, 5-hour game, you know, on a Sunday evening. And that's about it. But, I mean, the activities start well in advance, probably easy to say at least 10 days in advance of the game itself throughout the city, right?
Absolutely. We spoke about a minute ago, the building wraps are going up. There's the cathedral lighting project that will take place at Jackson Square starting Sunday, February 2nd at 6:30 p.m. And it is an incredible visual mapping, light mapping of projected onto the cathedral, the cabildo, and the presbytery. Those shows will take place every 30 minutes, and there'll be some music that goes along with it. And I think people, Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris just did the same thing, and they're reopening. And I think it's going to feel like that here on these historic buildings. And that coincides with what Mrs. Benson is doing in her fundraising to help renovate the cathedral. And so All of this kind of has come together, and that Mrs. Benson has this cathedral renovation program, a fundraising program. The Super Bowl is coming. The NFL wants to participate in this special lighting program. You know, all of that, and it's very expensive to do, to do overall. So all that has just come together in convergence at one time.
And, you know, so many activities at the convention center, then Guy Fieri's got a big program going. Other businesses have big programs going throughout that week. The governor's got a big event in a location down on Convention Center Boulevard. There's so much happening. It's almost like a Mardi Gras atmosphere.
It really is. And the only parade that will be taking place will be the host committee parade that weekend. But it is somewhat Mardi Gras-ish as far as business. It's a business Mardi Gras. I guess that's a great way to describe it, to think of it. Again, that cathedral lighting is supported by Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, the Public Foundation, and New Orleans and Company to help offset some of the costs there. The NFL participates in that, too. And there's going to be a number of Shaq has his event. Guy Fieri has his event. There's a number of celebrities that have their events, whether or not they're inside venues or part of other events that are going on downtown. It's going to be very interesting and very fun. I encourage as many people to come downtown and witness all of this. Because, you know, it's been 12 years since the last time that we hosted Super Bowl. And these are, I wouldn't say it's once in a lifetime, hopefully not once in a lifetime. But these special events and special lighting and everything else that's happening, special decor, it's really something to take in.
Well, you know, what's interesting, you know, a lot of people who have, and Michael and I, and I know you know this because you participated in the conversation as well about all the things that we've been doing in preparation for the Super Bowl. People ask the question, why? Well, all you need to do is watch TV, because the advertising for the Super Bowl and the visions and the scenes and the landscape of the city being repeatedly shown on television commercials, radio ads, and otherwise has already started. And we don't even know who the two teams are, but it's already started.
You're right. And Fox has a 5-hour lead-in to the game. I mean, so their effort. And look, we've been meeting with the Fox people for 2 years now. And then they are working with local group, the Solomon Group, to do all their a lot of their production stuff here, handling everything for them. But they love New Orleans. They love how unique it is. And Fox is kind of one of those. They have the same aspect of their broadcast and their station as New Orleans. They're more fun. They're more lighthearted. They make fun of each other on their pregame broadcast with Howie Long and Terry and all those guys, Kurt Menefee, et cetera. They have a great time, and that's what New Orleans is all about. So I think having Fox here this year is pretty unique in that way. And these media opportunities from the 6,000 credentialed members of the media that will be here all week is something that's hard to put a dollar value to.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think we have radio stations in all of the I'm almost positive. We have radio stations in every one of the teams that are still in right now. And I'm sure they're communicating with our folks here, right, in order to help and provide support for them when they come down to broadcast the game, which is kind of interesting, too. You know that you have all of these connections that you just don't even think about.
Absolutely. I mean, it is the largest corporate business travel event that moves around the country every year. And certainly people get extremely excited about that. And it's just people love to come to New Orleans. We know that. The media said that over and over again to us when we were in Las Vegas last year. And we've known that for a long time. But everyone thinks that and knows that New Orleans is the best city to host this. And what makes it so special is our unique culture. Certainly the ability to walk everywhere is a big item in our favor. But the history of Super Bowl in New Orleans is something, and our culture is something that we as a host committee have leaned into since day one. And I think you're going to see a lot of that over the next 3 to 4 weeks.
You know, a lot of folks, even locals, there's a lot of curiosity about our city, right? And I'll say it again, no better time than to satisfy that curiosity than right now. Because there's going to be a lot of free shows available to you, and you'll be able to see New Orleans at its best,
and affordable shows at that. I mean, the cathedral and the lighting program down is free. The parade is free. The Super Bowl experience at the convention center is $20 for adults on Wednesday, Thursday, and I think Friday and Saturday is $40. Kids under 12 are free. And then opening night at the Caesars Superdome, that takes place from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., and both teams will be on the field doing interviews with media. And you'll be able to not only see the players up close, but you're able to hear some of the media interviews that are happening. So that obviously they have one team on come on first, and then for a couple hours, and then the next team comes on later, right after that. But it's just really something so special. And New Orleanians are huge football fans. We're obviously all Saints fans, but huge football fans. And we just encourage everybody to come and have take part of these affordable ways to see and be a part of the Super Bowl.
Jay, not to put any pressure on you, but I'm getting a lot of texts. Please ask Jay, when is it possible for us to have the next Super Bowl?
Well, believe me, we talk about it all the time. We have to work around Mardi Gras dates and other conventions that are here in town and already booked. New Orleans and Company does a tremendous job of booking these conventions, and some of them are 13, 15 years away from now. So finding the right opportunity that where Mardi Gras lands and the dates for future Super Bowls is always a challenge for us. But now hosting our 11th one, we've obviously worked around that. So we're looking at it, and we're talking to the league as we talk to the NBA about the All-Star Game. We talk to WWE about WrestleMania. We talk to the NCAA about the men's and women's Final Fours and other major events that we work with our partners here to attract and manage. So we're constantly trying to get these events here, and then when we do land them, it's our job to go raise all the money necessary to do everything we said we're going to do in a bid, and then to operationally execute every requirement in the bid.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We know that you're incredibly busy. We wish you all the success in the coming days as we get closer and closer and closer. But next time I talk to you, I really want you to know how many days out that we are, if you could remind me of that. I would appreciate it.
I'll be sure and do that research before I get on the call with you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Newell. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
That's Jay Cicero, President and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. They put on the R&L Carrier New Orleans Bowl, and they are the host committee for the New Orleans Super Bowl as well. A lot of work goes into that, I'm telling you, in a long period of time. We will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we return, we'll visit with Bruce Klingner, Senior Research Fellow, Asian Studies Center at the Heritage, talking about South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol. He became the first sitting South Korean president to be arrested and was taken to the Seoul Detention Center after refusing to cooperate. We'll talk about what all of this means and how did we get to this point when we return. Stay with us.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.